This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Do you ever think about switching insurance companies to see if you could save some cash? Progressive makes it easy. Just drop in some details about yourself and see if you're eligible to save money when you bundle your home and auto policies. The process only takes minutes, and it could mean hundreds more in your pocket. Visit Progressive.com after this episode to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Hey, you know how Black Friday sales are the best savings of the year? Well, what if we told you Wayfair's bringing Black Friday to July? That's right. Wayfair's biggest sale of the season is Black Friday in July. And it's on its way. Starting July 24th, score up to 80% off everything home at Wayfair. Snag outdoor furniture and decor at up to 60% off. Get area rugs for every room at up to 80% off. And refresh your sleep space with up to 60% off bedroom furniture. Plus, way more doorbuster deals on top products and 24-hour surprise flash deals. Oh, and did we mention free shipping on everything? Everything. These are Wayfair's lowest prices of the summer and the best time to make your home even more you. But it only lasts 5 days, so don't miss out. Mark your calendars, then head to Wayfair for up to 80% off Wayfair's biggest sale of the summer. Shop Wayfair's Black Friday and July sale, July 24th through 28th, only at Wayfair.com.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
This is the Rich Eisen Show.
158!
This one made no sense to me.
158! Touchdown! Titans! The longest touchdown pass of the year!
Live from the Rich Eisen Show studio in Los Angeles.
This one made no sense to me. Will Levis is having season-ending shoulder surgery.
Today's guests, longtime Cowboys insider Clarence Hill, host of Pro Football Talk, Mike Florio, actor Paul Walter Hauser, plus latest news and more. And now, it's Rich Eisen.
Well, hey, everybody. Welcome to this edition of the Rich Eisen Show. We're live on the air, and the best news about all that is that every single team, save two, in the National Football League is in training camp right now.
We did it.
We're not there yet.
We're so close.
We're just not there yet. For some reason, the Falcons and the Steelers are like, we can wait a day.
It's very humid in those places.
I got a tea time.
We can wait a day. Take Tuesday. You know what I mean? Yeah, just take Tuesday. We'll see you Wednesday.
We're playing Oakmont just real quick.
Okay, good enough. Good enough. You know what? You can't always get what you want. No, as I once upon a time.
But if you try sometimes, you'll get
what you need, which is 3 hours of the Rich Eisen Show.
Hey, just my friend.
We want to say hello to everybody watching us, listening to us on the Roku Sports Channel, Infinity Sports Network, Odyssey. Say hello to all of our podcasters and let you know who's on the program. We've got Mike Florio joining the show from Pro Football Talk right in the middle. And there's a lot of pro football to talk about. Let's put it that way. Paul Walter Hauser is on the program. Yesterday we had Danny Houston, the actor who plays the heavy, if you will, in the new Naked Gun film that's coming in theaters near you starting next Friday, August 1st. The man who plays the son of the George Kennedy Ed Hocken character, Paul Walter Hauser, also famous for guesting on No Contest Wrestling, which you can get right now wherever you get your podcasts, yes, or check out on the Rich Eisen Show YouTube channel.
Had a great time.
He will be here in studio in hour number three. Good to see you over there, Chris Brockman.
Hey,
how are you?
Great, man. What's up?
Good to see you, Jason Feller. How are you,
Rich,
brother?
Doing well.
Good to see you, TJ Jefferson.
What's up, Rich?
Candles lit. You and O'Shea had a nice chat with our third hour guest. We normally don't car wash our guests, to use a television phrase, where one person shows up and does two different entities from the same, I guess, umbrella.
But he wanted to do it.
Hey, listen.
We're going to tell him no.
He's making a second consecutive trip down to El Segundo, California, which means God bless.
Yeah.
Appreciate all of that.
He didn't leave his wallet here to come back.
Look at you. Look at that photograph from yesterday. I love it. And O'Shea Jackson Jr.
He made it.
He made it back as he's flying back from the East Coast.
Yeah, and there was some travel issues.
And look at Paul Walter Hauser. Fun stuff. So Paul will be joining us in hour number three of this program. Hey, listen.
Sir.
We are in a, deep end of the sports talk, pop culture talk, Okay, we're in the deep end. We got a lot of competition. We're going to talk about the list a little bit later in more granular detail about what's going on with this show.
You're an experienced swimmer, though, Rich.
But let me just tell you this. You know, we notice things. We talk about things that we think you want to talk about, things that I like to talk about, and things, though, that most importantly are worthy of being talked about because of the headlines, because of the news. And frequently that involves the Dallas Cowboys.
Yes, it does.
And we're not starting this show with the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
Because, you know, we just want
to. Yeah, it's a thing to do.
We have to. Today is one of the days where we have to. Because it is the story of the National Football League as training camps are opened now for, again, 30 teams of the 32. I can't do the fraction. What's 30 seconds?
5/6.
Thank you, sir.
How do you know that?
83%.
It's impressive.
Yeah.
That's the Rain Man of the Rich Eisen Show right over there.
Cannot.
He can tell you how many football toothpicks I just spilled on the ground.
Charlie Babbitt's your friend?
Listen. stop trying to get us off the scent here. Okay? We're not just going to close things down for the next 8 weeks so we don't have to bring up a vote on the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm
just
an excellent
to rip
driver,
things
Rich.
Straight from the headlines of what's going on in this world right
Topical.
Now. We have to talk about the Dallas Cowboys.
I agree today.
Because of what Jerry Jones did to open training camp for the Dallas Cowboys on Monday. He held a press conference. Stephen Jones was there. Ron Schottenheimer, the new HC of the Dallas Cowboys, was there. Micah Parsons in camp. Okay.
Holding in.
Yeah, we'll get to that in a second.
We'll see how long he's there.
We'll get to that in a second. And listen, we know Micah's going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. You know who knows that?
I don't know
we
that.
All, no. We all know it.
I don't
Jerry knows it.
Know
Micah
that.
Knows it.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, he's going to sign with the Dallas Cowboys. He'll be rushing the passer. He will be training his sights on Jalen Hurts on the first Thursday of September.
Better be.
On NBC. It's going to happen. We all know it. We all know it.
Yeah, come on, Chris.
But
you know that's going to happen.
That's the point
know.
B.
You do know.
That's the point B. This is the point A. This is how we're disembarking or embarking on the journey, however you wish to put it.
Okay.
Because, and that line between A and B, it's not straight. It's not straight. It's going to be all over the map. And it started to go all over the map right as soon as the train left the station. I mean, as soon as the microphones turned on in Oxnard, California yesterday, is this thing on? Yes, it was. Certainly when Jerry starts talking about, in retrospect, about why this thing's not signed yet. Get this right. About the fact that Micah didn't play all 17 games last year, and nor did his highly priced $60 million a year quarterback, who must be just sitting around going,
what did I do?
My ears are burning for some reason, and it's not because it's a billion degrees out here in Oxnard. This is why we're starting the show with the Dallas Cowboys, because of Jerry's soliloquy on this subject matter going thusly.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
All right. Now, very simple question. What the hell does that mean? What's the point he's trying to make? I'm holding off on signing him because I need to see more health. Does that mean, again, you can infer, does that mean he's implying that both guys are injury prone?
Mm-hmm.
Is he implying both guys aren't taking care of their bodies well enough to the point where he needs to hold back until the very last second? Because if he does that, that makes no sense. You're still signing him anyway at the end of the day. What does that even mean? Anybody? Bueller? You want to chime in? Like, I'm all ears. I don't think it's the they're not professional enough to take care of their bodies. I can't say that, right? He's not implying that, is he? Or
because why should I pay these guys if they're not going to play the full season?
But that is how I took it. But you're a guy who signs the checks in the National Football League.
Nothing's guaranteed.
The most significant contact sport there is.
He wants guys that don't get hurt.
But that's never going to happen. That's like,
I'm aware.
That's absolutely
unrealistic.
Unrealistic. Good way to put it. Yeah. I was looking for the word, you know, somewhere between insane and sane. You know what I mean? Like, I understand you want more guarantees of someone's health, but in the NFL, you can't.
No.
And so, of course, you know, we're all wondering how that's going to sit with somebody who's got a sign on the dotted line and he missed six games. It's not like he wasn't holding out last year.
He also didn't miss six games. He missed four.
Well, they're both even numbers. They're both divisible by two.
That we can't.
They're not prime numbers. I don't know. But so, you know, we're also wondering, is TJ Watt going to affect the bottom line here, right? Mm-hmm. Because obviously he just signed a lot. But
yeah, no doubt.
Because that's what happens when you wait. But get to that in a second. Interestingly enough, the Watt that has kind of thrown a rock that has rippled in this pond isn't TJ. It's JJ, who heard this soundbite, retweeted it, and said, anytime you can publicly take a dig at your star quarterback and your star pass rusher simultaneously right before the season begins, you just got to take it.
You got to do it.
Nothing makes guys want to fight for you more than hearing how upset you are that they got hurt while fighting for you. And Micah Parsons hit the old retweet on it. So there's Jeez. That.
I couldn't believe it.
Which is why, again, we have to start this show with the Dallas Cowboys. You just gotta.
I offer no pushback today.
Okay, good enough.
Zero.
Good enough, because don't worry, we're making the turn here on this golf course, Dew Jones. Listen, I understand that Micah hit the repost on this sort of thing. And JJ, I mean, that was a very economical way to put it. Mm-hmm. Perfect. I mean, word for word to make your point sarcastically and then seriously. The fact that Micah's under contract, on top of it being laid out there by Jerry Jones, how will that sit? Because this was the soundbite everybody brought up when asking, do you expect Micah to practice? Hit it.
Everybody here is under contract. Everybody. Yes, yes. And so that's what that is. From the standpoint of, let's say, what happens relative to, I'm looking at the entire NFL when I say this, and that's players that are under contract, and teams looking to make it better for the team and for the player. In terms of that, that is incumbent if you're in that price range. When you're up there in that top 10%, so to speak, of the league, and that top quartile of your team, leadership is really big. And leadership exhibits itself when you're negotiating as well. And so I'm appreciative of Micah being here. I am.
And he mentioned leadership several times.
Right. And that's always been the undercurrent. I'll shoot you all straight. That's the undercurrent coming out of the Metroplex. He podcasts too much.
Yeah,
he says too much. Yep. Right. Isn't that what DeMarcus Lawrence kind of lobbed mm-hmm. back into Dallas as he arrived into Seattle? Like, hey, you keep podcasting. Yep. I'll come up here and win. Once upon a time, this is what I'll say here. I always try to keep it real and level-headed here. Micah's going to sign. He's going to sign. This is nothing compared. Right now, the reposting of a tweet that calls out Jerry, and I think rightfully, for him basically saying, I'm paying people to get hurt around here. And Micah's somebody I paid. Dak, I paid him, and he got hurt. So you want me to pay him now? You know? And he even added down that Trevon Diggs got called into this thing.
Yeah, right? Throw a spray at those guys.
Well, it was brought up. It was brought up, and Jerry used it as a cudgel in a way.
A what?
He used it as a way to dig, a dig at the media for saying you don't sign people early enough. Because he signed Trevon Diggs early enough, gave him the largest contract for cornerbacks, and he's been hurt twice.
Yep.
Play that soundbite.
Jerry kind of just talked about, you know, the things that can happen before a contract's up, and that's why you kind of wait for it a little bit. You've done deals, though, early with Trevon Diggs, with Terrence Steele before it was time for it. What's the difference between those situations and a situation like CeeDee Lamb and Micah Parsons?
Frankly, should we have waited on Diggs and Steele? Oh, you brought him up. I did.
Well, the other thing is the willingness. I mean, you have players who are, you know, who decide, hey, I'm willing to wait. And I'm going to wait on bigger numbers. And then you got other players who want to be more conservative and say, hey, I'd like to have my money now. And that's every person's different. Every player's different.
That's Stephen Jones, for those listening, the COO and co-owner of the Cowboys, sitting next to Jerry, who is just like cat ate the canary. Oh, I signed those guys early. They got hurt. Should I have waited on him? You're the one brought it up here. Oh, it's just a rondelay of.
You have to love this.
It's a brew of discussing the Cowboys, and I understand that's maybe what Jerry's point is in all of that sort of business. Because at the end of the day, the signing's going to get done. And this is nothing compared to when Zeke held out. Because Mike is in Oxnard. Zeke went to Mexico.
Yeah.
Zeke went to Cabo. Zeke is just like, I am going to be the next Emmett Smith. I will hold out. I will sit here. I will not play. And Jerry did give him one of the richest contracts in the history of running backs. Yeah.
Imagine if we had this type of access when Emmett was around and this was going on.
Dude, well, Emmett
Smith.
Jerry brought that up yesterday, too. He's just like, Emmett held out. So if we're going to go 0-2 and then win the Super Bowl, then that would be a great way to for this thing to work.
That's true.
So at least the rest of the media is not going nuts saying, oh, is he want Micah to hold out for two games? Micah's not going to hold out. At the end of the day, this is going to get done. He's going to get a poop ton of money. Poop ton of money. And Brian Schottenheimer's got to be sitting there going, well, I mean, I had a front row seat to this. McCarthy told me. This is the sort of stuff I'm going to have to deal with, talk about, whatever.
Yeah, do you think he's regretting taking this job?
No, absolutely not. He's the head coach of the Dallas Cowboys. End of story. End of story with a team that is laden with superstars, including Micah Parsons when he's there. But boy, is this something.
You don't have to deal with this.
No, I get it. But Jerry gave him the gig, and I don't think he's regretting it one more at all.
No.
It's Cowboys fans that are sitting there going, why do I have to sit through this again? Once again,
every year.
And Jerry is having a grand old time, and I'm the one sitting at home wondering about this team and sitting through some of these distressing losses. And does Jerry really care all that much? At the end of the day,
seems like the only guy having fun.
That is the conversation that a lot of Cowboys fans that I know of, and I, you know, does Jerry want to win the Super Bowl? Hell yeah, he does.
I don't know about that.
Where I stand on that.
No, I know that you think he's having more fun in Jerry world than winning.
Yeah, we're getting ulcers. He's out there having the time of his life.
Well, I mean, I that's the point. Is there going to be any fatigue with dealing with all of this stuff? And does that include the players at the end of the day? I mean, that is the ultimate question, is how I always boil it down to is how does this factor into wins and losses? Right now, it looks like a big fat L because Mike is not going to be signed yet. And he's reposting some very pointed criticisms of the guy he's negotiating with right now.
Very valid.
You know, but in terms of of wins and losses that far. If you, you start 1-3, 2-4, you go 3-5, 4-5, 5-6, you know, how does this all manage? Is there some fatigue that just does not allow them to dig in because of this stuff? I don't know. That's going to be on Schottenheimer. And then the fans, you know, is there any fatigue with them? Because one last thing that he threw out there.
There's something else.
Oh, yeah. He was asked if he's ever thought about giving up being the general manager of the team. Here's his response.
Has stepping away as general manager ever been even a momentary consideration for you through the years?
Yes.
Oh.
Momentary.
Oh.
How long a moment?
Now, we're getting down to it. Small fractions of seconds, I promise you that.
Okay.
Yeah, the only one laughing. He's the only one having a good time.
I'll remind everybody, the Dallas Cowboys are his fantasy team. In the same way that your fantasy team is yours, and your fantasy team is yours, and your fantasy team is yours, and my fantasy team is mine. Because if I went through a bunch of years where I haven't won anything, I would spend maybe a momentary fraction of a second thinking about having somebody else pick my team. But at the end of the day, hell no. It's my team. Yeah.
Especially
if you know what I mean? And especially if you own your team with your kid.
Yeah.
Also, especially if you won championships.
League, you know, huh?
Especially if you've run fantasy championships before. Like,
or if it's worth $15 billion.
No, it's been about 12, 13 years since I won my fantasy league in the one league I really want to win it. But I'm a GM. Oh, man. So we're going to have Clarence Hill, who's been covering this team forever and a day, join us next to interpret everything that we just did. And then Mike Florio, R2, and there's you at 844-204-RICH here on The Rich Eisen Show. Even the safest drivers still encounter unsafe conditions. So it's important they do it in a safe vehicle. And Hyundai's offer available class executive advanced safety features to help keep you protected against the many challenges the road throws your way. Basically, in a Hyundai, you can drive as safely as possible and enjoy your journey in confidence and style. When you change lanes, signal, check for traffic, and enjoy the added safety of Hyundai's available blind spot view monitor. Constantly scan for dangers and take advantage of Hyundai's standard forward collision avoidance assist to help prevent accidents by alerting you of imminent collisions and automatically applying the brakes. Stay alert at all times and be thankful that Hyundai's standard driver attention warning system monitors your attention levels and can bring your focus back on the road. Safety is all about making the right decisions on the road and when selecting a vehicle. Learn more at HyundaiUSA.com. Call 562-314-4603 for details. Let's talk O'Reilly Auto Parts, people. They're in the business of keeping your car on the road. O'Reilly Auto Parts offers friendly, helpful service and the parts knowledge you need for all your maintenance and repairs. They've got thousands of parts and accessories in stock, either in-store or online, so you never have to worry if you're in a jam. The team at O'Reilly Auto Parts can also test your battery for free, in or out of your car. If it needs to be replaced, they'll help you find just the right battery for your vehicle. Need your windshield wipers replaced, a brake light fixed, or a quick service? Well, they'll help you find the right part or point you to the nearest local repair shop for help. I know, because it's happened to me. The professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts are your one-stop shop for all things auto do-it-yourself, and you can find what you need in-store or online. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today or visit us at OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. That's OReillyAuto.com/Eisen. So you know we love talking movies around here. You know we love talking comedy around here. We also love talking about classics around here. So you know what I'm all about. That said, all of that said, you know how I must have felt when I was sitting in the movie theater like I was the other day watching the previews, and up came a preview for The Naked Gun with Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. That preview had me at hello. I loved Police Squad back in the day. I loved The Naked Gun back in the day. And here comes The Naked Gun once again with, yes, Liam Neeson as Frank Drebin Jr. Come on now. Son of the celebrated Police Squad Lieutenant Frank Drebin from the original movie. Paul Walter Hauser's in this movie. Also Pamela Anderson. Guess who also makes an appearance? WWE superstar Cody Rhodes, and the producer of the movie is Seth MacFarlane, the creator of The Family Guy. Come on now. This is going to be so much fun. I'm excited to see The Naked Gun in theaters on August 1st. So, what are you doing August 1st? Of course, you're going to a theater near you, and you're seeing The Naked Gun. I might even be there. Back here on the show, Clarence Hill is about to join us when the radio audience rejoins us as well. You made this point, Chris, during the commercial break. Let's follow up on it. The Dallas Cowboys 2025 schedule isn't easy. Remember,
it's,
I said
very hard.
Talk about what if they start slowly, poorly, mediocre record halfway through. They've got we all know, big kickoff visit to the Eagles. Home for the Giants, at the Bears, home for the Packers, at the Jets, at Carolina. I mean, again, looking at this prism through the prism of last year, I mean, those are some winnable games. Now, it's always difficult to look through the prism of last year when you're talking about a new year.
Washington at Denver, Arizona is going to be better, which they've struggled against that team in recent years. I mean, I think they're lucky to be 5-4. You know, heading into the bye week. And then you look at the second half.
Philadelphia, Kansas City, Detroit, Minnesota, Chargers, Washington.
They got a 6-week stretch that is just absolutely brutal.
And if land just a little bit.
If the Giants and Vegas are improved, and again, if Carolina is the sleeper team that I'm thinking that they could be, and then the Jets, dude, I mean, never, who knows?
But you look at this schedule and you're like, man, how do they win? Where are 7-8 wins? Where are, if you think they're a playoff team, okay, where are 10-11 wins on this schedule?
You have to hunt and pack.
Yeah. Could be a long year.
Maybe
you have to be smoking something over there this morning.
You know, again, folks might not know, and we'll talk about it on tomorrow's show as well. Chris Brockman and TJ Jefferson share a birthday. That day is tomorrow. So I think what we should do is you each come up with a birthday wish for yourself from the other, a gift. And yours would be to have TJ play the win-loss game for the Cowboys 1,000%. Tomorrow. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you. Yeah.
Now, TJ, you'll have to think about something similar.
Okay.
Let's play the soundbite of the day from the Monday press conference with Jerry Jones talking about the injury history of two of his stars.
Just because we sign him doesn't mean we're going to have him. He was hurt 6 games last year. Seriously. We've signed, I remember signing a player for the highest paid at the position in the league, and he got knocked out 2/3 of the year, Dak Prescott. So there's a lot of things you can think about when you, just as the player does, when you're thinking about committing and guaranteeing money.
And again, we chopped up that soundbite quite a bit to start today's program, and we were wondering, what does this really mean? And to join us once again back on the Rich Eisen Show is a man who speaks fluent, Jerry, as he is the longest tenured Dallas Cowboys beat writer representing DLLS Cowboys. Ladies and gentlemen, Clarence Hill. Good to see you again, Clarence. How are you?
How are you doing today?
Well, you tell me. I mean, what did Jerry mean by that? And what was the context in which he said it on Monday, Clarence?
Jerry is embarrassed and disappointed that they don't have a deal done with Micah Parsons. Jerry and Micah Parsons actually reported in March that they had a handshake deal, verbal agreement on a deal to make him the highest paid non-quarterback in NFL history, certainly the currently highest paid player. And Micah asked Jerry to call his agent. And Jerry and Steve have not done that. And now, this was in March, and now we're in late July, getting ready to go to August, starting the training camp. They still have a deal done. Micah Parsons here, but he most likely will have a hold in. So Jerry is coming up with reasons why they don't have a deal. And he's saying, well, the guy could get hurt. Well, that's the case with any deal you make with anybody. Certainly, he signed Dak Prescott last year to the richest contract in sports in NFL, $60 million annually, and he only played 8 games. Micah Parsons played 4 games last year because he had a high ankle sprain. But that comes with a dinner with football. I mean, players get hurt, which is one reason why, you know, players are pushing or should be pushing more for guaranteed contract. But that's part of it. To bring it up and act like that's why they don't have a deal done, that's not true.
Well, and the thing is I'm with you, Clarence. You know, we were saying at the, again, top of the show, this sounds like man raging at clouds, right? Like, yeah, I mean, he used in any sport, somebody, look at basketball with the stars in basketball in the NBA who now have blown out Achilles and what that means for the entire team. You know somebody's going to eventually get hurt, certainly in a contact sport like the NFL. So you're saying this statement is born out of the fact that Jerry and Steven had a handshake deal with the player himself, and the player himself says, talk to my agent, and they still haven't actually followed that instruction from the player? Is that what you're saying, Clarence? Is that what it is?
They still have not. The two principals, Jerry and Steven, the guys who make the decisions, have not talked to the agent, David Mulugeta of Athletes First, one of the top agents in the country. They have not talked to the agent. You know, their cap guy has, Adam Pacifica, but Jerry and Steven, who Michael asked to talk to his agent, have not talked to the agent. And I'm just saying, Jerry spent a lot of time doing the press conference, come up with reasons why he hasn't done the deal. He like, I need to see more leadership from Michael. I need to see him, you know, in camp, you know, patting players on the butt, because it's going to be a hold in. I need to see more. Well, you didn't need to see more because you already had a handshake deal, a verbal agreement on a deal in March without seeing all that. So now we're in late July, August. Why don't you have a deal? Well, he's coming up with reasons, an example of why they may not have a deal. Well, the agent, you know, needs to call us or whatever else. Well, Micah asked you to call the agent. They haven't done that.
Clarence Hill here on the Rich Eisen Show. Is the TJ Watt deal complicated this anymore, do you think, Clarence?
Because they understood from the beginning that no matter that, and they've said they want to make Micah the richest non-quarterback in the NFL. You know, and before TJ Watt, it was Garrett, you know, and Jamar Chase, and TJ Watt only went $1 million over them. So, I mean, if 40 was realistic, that now that TJ Watt is 41, then that doesn't have an impact. Okay. I mean, he was going to get that anyway. Well, now is it 41? Is it 42? Is it 43? How much higher do you go? But, you know, Mike has said he knows he's going to be the richest non-quarterback. He is comfortable in knowing that he wants to be in camp. He wants to be practicing with his teammates. He's out here, you know, and going to be around. And I think the fact that he's out here going to be around knows that it's a matter of time, because the Cowboys have never not gotten done something done. If you go back to all the negotiations, going back to Zeke, when he said Zeke who before, and Zeke got upset. Right.
Yes.
And then he signed Zeke. And you last year, CD missed all the camp, and Dak, you know, decided to start to the morning of the season opener. Jerry always gets the deal done. It's just a matter of when. And for Jerry, it's sport. If you listen to his press conference yesterday, he was just enjoying life, enjoying being GM of the Cowboys, making jokes about Landman and cartoon and talking about you guys have, you know, there's nothing you can say that's going to impact me because I've heard it all, I've been through it all, and he has. But I remember a time when public criticism did impact the decision-making, going back to Randy Moss, when they passed on Randy Moss because of the criticism of the bad boy Cowboys of the 90s, they passed on the Hall of Famer Randy Moss and drafted Greg Ellis, when everybody knows they should have drafted Randy Moss, and Randy Moss expected to come to Dallas at that time. But Jerry was swayed by public opinion. He was swayed by the media. But I think that now we're seeing a different Jerry Jones and how he handles his business with the Cowboys. And they're not, if they don't spend the money like they used to, they don't go all in, so to speak, in putting this team together. And 82 years old, Jerry is enjoying working with his sons, working with his family. Certainly his franchise is the richest in sports. He does have 3 Super Bowls. The angst for him is not the same for fans who've never seen the Cowboys be winners, or these players who have to bear the burden of the 90s on their back, like Dak and CD and Micah. You know, he got 3 Super Bowls he can sleep with, and he has the richest franchise in sports. And he's on land, man, and he keeps talking about the next Netflix special. You know, life is good.
Yeah, I know. The land man speech that we saw, and that he said the best part got cut out of in his press conference on Monday. You know, everybody says that really is Jerry. Jerry wasn't making that up. Like, he truly does love working with his kids and things of that nature. You know, but and it's funny you bring up what you brought up, because, you know, I was going to say, I said this to start the program too, Clarence, is, you know, the Micah Parsons liking the J.J. Watt tweet that criticizes Jerry's comments to sort of potentially seem like he's broadsiding Parsons and Dak for getting hurt or potentially not living up to a contract. Zeke hanging out in Cabo is holding the beer here. Like, that's, this is nothing, you know, when it compares to all of that. And Zeke wound up getting paid anyway. So it's just another day of in Jerry world is what basically what you're saying. What Monday was?
If you listen to Netflix, he says it's a soap opera 365, and he's part of the reason why it's a soap opera, and he enjoys these moments. You know, I really think he opens the press conference looking to go viral. Like, what can I say that's going to get these people laughing and sucking? I mean, when you talk about the lab man thinking about the best part, and he puts his finger up there, you know, to what he would have done to the guy. I mean, he enjoys that, and certainly we enjoy the banter of the owner and GM, and because he is the decision maker, but he makes it fun, but he enjoys the fun of it. I mean, he talks about he's never worked a day in his life, and I'm having fun. And why would I ever give up this job that I paid for to have fun with my team and enjoy life with my family? Not only does he get to work next to his sons and his daughter, Charlotte, but he also has his grandkids on the staff. I mean, he's, you know, as we get older, we take a stock in life and we appreciate these moments. He's appreciating the moment.
Well, I got to tell you, Clarence, during that last response, because my head's always on a swivel here in the Rich Eisen Show studio, and I have my peripheral vision, diehard Dallas Cowboy fan, TJ Jefferson, you were shaking your head throughout that entire answer. Like, just like you were just, I mean, you want to interpret that? Because Clarence is here to help. Clarence is here to help right now.
I don't know if Clarence can help at this point. This is just a personal thing where I guess this is why people stay in loveless marriages, Clarence, because you're so used to each other. You fear what would happen if you leave each other, right? That's how I feel. But I got to be honest, that last thing you said there, when you really broke it down, right? At the end of the day, Jerry's, when it's all going to be written, it's going to be he had the most valuable franchise in sports. He had three Super Bowls. He helped bring advertising into the NFL. He did this, that, and the third.
He's got a bust for it.
At the end of the day, you just said he's doing what he wants to do. He paid for this team. He's working with his family. He's working with his sons and his grandsons. It's hard to argue that, like, he hasn't earned that right.
You want results, though.
Yeah,
you
want results
because you're the fan here.
But it's hard to, like, what argument can you give to this man at that point, right? Like, everything, based upon everything you said, how are you going to get him to change his mind? He's not going to. This is how it's going to be until the end.
And he's already in the Hall of Fame. He's already in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, so he has no...
I don't know though. Clarence, where do you stand on that? Where that Jerry? I mean, although it seems, are you driving at that he's content enough? You know, and that
I don't know if he had the same hunger as Cowboy fans, a generation of Cowboy fans who've never seen the Cowboys be winners. I'm not saying Jerry doesn't want to win. Certainly wants to win again, but he's certainly enjoying having fun in running this franchise and having the richest franchise in sports. And it is, my mom used to say a long time ago, you can't serve two masters. Either you focus on making money or you focus on winning.
Mm. He's making money.
Well, and in the few minutes we have left with you, Clarence, let's talk about the actual wins and losses and how it looks, right? Right? I mean, training camp's open. It's Brian Schottenheimer's first run at it, not just for Dallas, but period. What are you hearing? What are you sensing that's different, that can be different, that will actually result in the wins that can take a lot of these conversations off the table?
Clarence? Well, the only thing, the main thing is Dak being healthy. When Dak has been healthy and played the full complement of game, the Cowboys have been winners in a sense that they've made the playoffs. They've contended for the playoffs late in the season. It's just what's going to happen when they get to the playoffs is the issue, you know. But they've generally been a playoff team when Dak is healthy. And Dak is healthy and ready to go, and the Cowboys are excited. They brought in George Pickens to pair with CeeDee Lamb. They should have one of the most exciting pass offenses in the league, you know, with CeeDee and George Pickens and Dak Prescott throwing the ball around the park. When he's been, the last time he was fully healthy and played a fully complement of games, he was the MVP runner-up and really should have won it. His numbers were better than Lamar Jackson that year.
What about the run game? What about that?
That's the question. They've improved the offensive line, first-round pick, Tyler Booker. They should run the ball better. The question is, who's going to carry the ball? And Miles Sanders, Javonte Williams, Jaden Blue, there's some questions at running back, but the blocking should be better. the threat of CD and George on the outside should help open things up in the running game. They should run the ball better. But the big issue for me, you know, when we're talking about how good they can be, if they can make a playoff run, really deep playoff run for the first time since their last Super Bowl title in 1995. Remember, the Cowboys that they have the longest drought to get the NFC title game in the NFC since Washington got there last year with Jaden Daniels. They have the longest drought. And that's something that Jerry should be sensitive about. And certainly the players and the fans are certainly sensitive about this long drought. But they got to find a way to stop the run. You know, their biggest bugaboo has been defense, not being able to stop the run, not being able to run the ball, but also not being able to stop the run. And they did little to improve their run defense last year.
Well, what about health-wise as well, Clarence? I mean, of all the people that might have sparked Jerry's soliloquy on injuries and big-time contracts not being lived up to because of it, there's Trayvon Diggs sitting there, right and out. What's his scoop and the rest of the injury front going into this season?
You know, Diggs is not he signed a contract, rich contract, a couple of years ago, and he's been injured the past 2 years. A torn ACL in 2023 after three games, and then last year he suffered a knee injury. And has been out, and it may not be back to October. You know, that's the reality of it. And certainly he has a deal, clause in his contract that he should be around for the offseason program and show up. And so he loses $500,000 on a $10 million salary. So he's going to make $9.5 million this year anyway, right? But he lost $500,000 of incentives to show up for the offseason program because he valued his trainer in Florida is going to get him help and get him healthy and ready to go for the bulk of his career, not just for this season. And he has a public spat with the Cowboys training department. And so he decided to train elsewhere. And Jerry threw him under the bus, so to speak, about his rehab and not being around yesterday. And we was talking about Micah. You know, he just picked up and threw Diggs under the bus, yes. You know, just invoked Diggs into the conversation.
Yes.
You know, but we all knew that Diggs was not, and everyone knows that Diggs' injury situation, he might not be ready for the start of the season. And that's been the case. And you add in Siobhan Rebel, the third round pick, who's also on the NFI list and coming off ACL injury. Yeah, they have questions in the secondary because you don't know when you're going to get Diggs and you don't know. And Rebel coming off his ACL, you know, he may not be at his best until next season.
So I guess lastly for you, before I let you go, the one other comment that lingered from the Jerry press conference on Monday to kick off the training camp season was the amount of time that he admitted that he considered no longer being general manager of the Dallas Cowboys. was that frame of time shorter or longer than the retirement concepts of that Jordan once upon a time threw out there, right, about his return and things of that nature. Clarence, what'd you make of that comment from Jerry?
At least he admitted it was a fraction of a second. You know, he told me last year that he's the best damn GM in the league and nobody can do the job better than him. Nobody has more experience doing the job better than him. He certainly has been at it longer than anybody in the NFL, and he knows the league, he knows economics. And so over the time, everybody's asked, well, the Cowboys haven't won, and they got maybe they need to get a football guy. And he said that, you know, during this 30-year drought, he's considered it a fraction of a second of not being the GM, and then he came to his senses because he's having fun doing his job. He paid... he faced the devil, as he said, to do this job. He paid for the right to do this job, and he's going to do this job.
How's that going to sit with Cowboy fans? Like, what do you think?
The Cowboy fans that continue to sell out AT&T Stadium and get the Cowboys. I mean, what are we talking here?
We're stuck, Clarence. We are stuck.
You're not going anywhere. Still drinking the Kool-Aid.
It's Clarence Hill, ladies and gentlemen. Love it, man.
I'm so kind, Clarence.
DLLS Cowboys, and of course at Clarence Hill Jr. if you wish to follow him on social media. Great to see you, Clarence. I knew you would always bring it like you always do. Thank you, sir.
I appreciate it. Thank you, guys.
That's Clarence Hill here on the Rich Eisen Show. Golf clap for Clarence Hill.
Yes, sir.
Big time. All right. We will take a break here. Give you some minutes to refresh. Come back, some news about the way you can take in this program with your ears. And then Mike Florio coming up. Also, the latest from the Commanders on Terry McLaurin. This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. Navy Federal can help you find and finance the right vehicle with ease. And this summer, you're in the driver's seat with savings. You could get a $250 bonus when you buy your next car through Navy Federal's car buying service powered by TrueCar and finance with Navy Federal. With this tool, you can find the vehicle that's right for you as you search through inventory and compare models. And you can get an amazing rate when you finance with Navy Federal. Navy Federal strives to support all active duty veterans and their families to achieve their personal and financial goals. And this partnership with TrueCar is one of the many tools Navy Federal uses to help its members. Make your plan with Navy Federal and TrueCar today. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. To qualify for the $250 bonus, car purchase and financing must be completed by September 2nd, 2025. Terms and conditions apply and are available at NavyFederal.org/TrueCar. Credit and collateral subject to approval. Navy Federal is insured by NCUA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Fiscally responsible, financial geniuses, monetary magicians. These are things people say about drivers who switch their car insurance to Progressive and save hundreds. Because Progressive offers discounts for paying in full, owning a home, and more. Plus, you can count on their great customer service to help you when you need it, so your dollar goes a long way. Visit Progressive.com to see if you could save on car insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states or situations.
The NFL bringing the country together around a television set, or if they're fortunate to be able to go to a game, if the local ordinances allow it, it's so huge. That said, for you personally, you have an embarrassment of riches. You've got a beautiful family, a beautiful stadium. You're the guardian of the star. You've got a bust. You've got a Hall of Fame ring. You got a jacket. What you don't have is a fourth Lombardi trophy. How bad do you want it, Jerry Jones? How badly do you want this?
Well, Rich, like you said, you've been around for two decades now. Yes. And you haven't seen us raise that trophy. I did ask the man upstairs when I got the third one. I said, if you'll give me this one, I'll never ask again. I'm asking. I'm trying to retrade that deal. And to the extent that he's listening to us, and I'm sure he is, I will do better. I've got some things that I could offer you to get that trophy. On the other hand, that's why we're here. That's why I'm involved. Mm-hmm. A lot of people say and relate us to financial, but I was fortunate, lucky, and I had some resources, and I used it all to buy the Dallas Cowboys, every bit of it to buy the Dallas Cowboys back 30 years ago. I came here to get to be a part of a team that could compete for the championship. Not a greater place to compete and start than in this new stadium in Inglewood, California. I was born about a block and a half right at the end of the LAX runway. My dad had a little house out here during World War II, and I was born right there in Inglewood.
Well, I never knew that, Jerry Jones. I never knew that. That's truly unbelievable. I never knew that that's where you were born. And I'm excited for this season. And on behalf of everyone in NFL Network, greatly appreciate your support for our network, for all from Jump Street to now. And then just for me personally, I want to thank you. I truly appreciate it.
Rich, I've watched you handle Michael Irvin and Deion Sanders. Yes. Anybody that can keep them in their place deserves to be the star of the network.
Jerry, I really appreciate that. That means a ton. Best to your family, and good luck over this for the season. We appreciate the call. Thank you.
Thank you, Rich.
You got it.
Thank
you, Rich. You got it. Right back at you. Thank you. That's Jerry Jones here.
That was at the outset of the pandemic season in 2020. He was talking about the
anniversary special that was going on NFL Network and other places for the Cowboys. I believe back in 2020, was it that was their 50th year, right? That was their 50th celebration in 2020 or 60 or something like that.
20?
Yeah. At any rate, he was on and
60, I think.
And it's amazing. And I appreciate Hoskins, you playing that there, because in the 30 seconds we have left here, he's still, as you heard with Clarence Hill basically say, he's still the same guy who's like, I gave every dime to get this team. I'm running it. I'm running it with my family. I paid for this right to do this.
Yeah, that's kind of how wild is it. I mean,
you know, we all know him as a gajillionaire right now, but once upon a time, he put every dime he had into buying the Cowboys. So he's, even in 2025, he's not giving it up. Back on the Rich Eisen Show, one big happy family together. Don't usually talk about us and the business of us very much on this program, but there's a lot going on with the business of us.
Yep.
Back in May, we struck a deal to move the television version of this show to the Walt Disney Company. We will be in early September streaming on Disney Plus, ESPN Plus, and the new direct-to-consumer way of delivering television that ESPN is putting out. And it's a new service called, wait a minute, I wrote it down here. ESPN.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And, you know, clearly, to be able to go back to where my career started, also stay with NFL Network, was something that I never thought possible 22 years later. And the same thing is now the case with the radio version of this show. We are on September 2nd moving the audio version of this show to ESPN Radio, which is also my roots. I'm proud to say I got my first radio gig of my career being the first ever studio voice of Major League Baseball on ESPN Radio. Covered the World Series, covered All-Star Games, covered that amazing 1999 All-Star Game in Fenway Park with the All-Century team. I stood behind home plate with the ESPN Radio mic flag and watched all of the stars of the past and the present converge around Ted Williams throwing out that first pitch. Remember that?
What a moment, man.
Right? I'm getting goosebumps just even remembering that right now. So the fact that I'm able to return to those roots is also a blessing. I do want to thank my friends at Westwood One, Odyssey as well, the Infinity Sports Network. You can still, this show will be available on many Infinity Sports Network stations throughout the rest of the fall. Westwood One, you were there for us coming out of the pandemic when our world was completely turned upside down. Again, it's just a blessing being partners with them, also with Odyssey, Infinity Sports Network. But ESPN Radio is going to be the home of this show. It's an old home of mine. It's a new home of mine. I'm getting my ties back to some people who I was working with at the start of my career, and that is an absolute, I'll keep saying it over and over again, blessing. I thought that part of my career was closed. And part of the world that we're moving to as well, audio, is the podcast world. The Rich Eisen podcast world is also porting to ESPN Radio. And I can't wait to work with ESPN Radio and Good Karma Brands and everybody else there as well. And I appreciate you listening. Also, in the same way that we're available on Infinity Sports Network stations throughout the fall, I keep saying over and over and over again here, and for the last 3 years with our relationship with Roku and the great crew there, yeah, right? Just want to just get it all out right now so you don't talk about it. You know, with Joe Francetta, who brought the show here, and Charlie Collier and the rest of the crew there, just amazing people. As I keep on reminding everybody, Roku's got everything. So Disney Plus and ESPN Plus, and I wrote it down here. ESPN.
Yeah, heard of them.
You know, that we're not going anywhere. If you have Roku, you still watch us.
Still got us. Yep.
Right. So, because Roku's got everything, and is partners with everybody.
Yep.
So, and then I'll be on NFL Network. I think the next thing I'm doing is Hall of Fame, and then I've got a night in studio for I got a night in studio for preseason and then game day morning. And then one of the pods, just to, again, keep talking about our business here, that we're creating a new pod here at the Rich Eisen Show and Rich Eisen Productions. I will be hosting it. It's yet untitled, but it's a pod where I'm going to stroll down memory lane and lean into the old SportsCenter days and interview some colleagues of mine from back in that day and those who are still there from Connectivity from back in that day and a bunch of other people. It's untitled, but I've got a title in mind.
Oh, okay.
You know, I think I'm going to call it this. Should I do it?
Why not?
Crowdsource it?
Yeah, sure.
I'm going to call it This Was SportsCenter.
I love that.
You know, lean in because they, yeah, you I know, like that. Again, the folks there,
well, that, you know, that campaign, yeah, this is SportsCenter.
Right. This was SportsCenter.
You know, because this, you know, I'm going to lean into the old days, tell some stories of my own, and then chop it up with some old longtime friends.
That's fun. That's going to be great.
Whose number? I don't believe they've lost. Of mine, I don't think. So that's the business of what we're doing around here.
Look at us.
And the best thing about us is
the
it's about
us. The best thing about us, though, is it's about us.
That's Rich Eisen Consulting. We're bringing that consulting as well. We're full service. That's basically what I'm saying.
We do it all. You can't stop us. You can only hope to contain us.
I don't even think they can even
Who
hope
said
to do
that once upon a time.
I don't think containment is an option.
No, that's not an option. Hour two coming up.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.